And welcome to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. We are so excited. We finally got summer, and now we're all complaining about it being hot and humid. Oh, my gosh. Well, it beats all the snow we had this past winter. But, you know, there's some other hazards that are out there that we don't always know about. And, you know, we've got the internet, and we can find information at the drop of a hat. One of the new things that just came out that is kind of a scary thing, we all know that xylitol, mannitol, sorbitol, all of these different chemicals that are used as artificial sweeteners can be toxic to a dog. I'm not sure about cats, but I wouldn't think it'd be very good for a cat either. Well, the problem is that we've always known that, you know, we have to be careful. Sugar-free gum and mints and things like that, keep them away from your dog, right? Because your dog can get hurt from it, can get sick, can even die from it. But there's something that is out there now that's very disturbing, and it's something that you've got to, as a dog owner, make sure you're aware of. You'll never believe it. Now, on a side note, how many people, raise your hand even though I won't see it, you're sitting in your living room, you're listening by podcast as you're jogging, just put your hand up. Doesn't matter if people think you're crazy. We don't care. So how many people give their dogs peanut butter? And I'm not talking about the Kong stuffing that's all artificial gunk with soy and corn and wheat and all that junk in it. How many people say, I'm going to give my dog peanut butter? Everybody loves peanut butter unless you have a peanut allergy. But here's the problem. Some of the peanut butters that are going to be manufactured and are manufactured now with this kind of low sugar, you know, and they want to have that little sweetness, they're using xylitol. So you actually have xylitol, which is not good for dogs at all, and you have it in peanut butter. How many people would have ever thought that there would be something like that in peanut butter? Well, unfortunately, the problem is that because they do have, you know, things like that, you have to really look at what's out there and, you know, make sure that all the foods that you're using don't have any peanut butter. You know, the xylitol in the peanut butter, even if you're giving your dog another treat that might have something in it, you want to make sure no xylitol, sorbitol, mannitol, those things, especially the xylitol, is super, super toxic to dogs and can make a big problem. So definitely, definitely, we want to be careful of anything that has the xylitol in it. Now, that's candies, gum, mints. It's not just the things you think of, like I said, peanut butter. And God knows what else it's in, you know, drink drops, all kinds of things. So anytime there's any kind of candies or anything that's edible, make sure you look at an ingredient panel before you bring it into your home. Doesn't mean that it's going to kill your dog, but if you have a little dog and it eats a couple of, you know, teaspoons of peanut butter, and there's enough xylitol in there that could kill your dog. So please be aware. Also, Tylenol. Tylenol is not ever, ever, ever usable for dogs. If you ever need to use anything, it's always buffered aspirin, and before you do that, you better call your vet or take your dog in if you have a problem. So, you know, very, very important to be aware of what's out there and what's in your dog's food. Last week, we talked a lot about what was in your dog's food and things to avoid with the corn, wheat, and soy, and the BHA, BHT, byproducts, propylene glycol, ethoxyquin, and things like digest and byproduct meal and all the things that say animal or meat without specifying a source. But who would think that peanut butter was going to potentially be toxic to our dogs? Well, we want to make sure that we don't give our dogs anything that could be used in the body in a way that would cause the animal to have kidney failure or liver failure or anything like that. So be aware that peanut butter is a new thing to be careful of. The best thing to do is to get an all-natural, I do organic, and I also, this is for me, this is nothing that's studied, but having come from a family that has tons of digestive problems with my dad who had diverticulitis and diverticulosis because it was chronic, you can't or shouldn't give your dog crunchy peanut butter or nuts that aren't ground up pretty well, because it can form pockets in the intestines, especially if your dog is sensitive to getting pancreatitis, which can be set off by a lot of fats, and also anything that's got kind of chunks in it. So be aware that if it's not digested pretty well in the body, that you could have an adverse reaction. Now, Wyatt wanted me, he just came in here and he's wagging his tail, and he wanted me to tell you something else. Wyatt said that we are looking for some more people to join United Canine Professionals in order to become canine behaviorists. We have another new amazing program with businesses that we work with. We're not going to talk about it too much, but we are going to be expanding exponentially even more than we have been, looking into people who have corporate backgrounds, but who are also involved in leadership, involved in management, and people who love dogs, because there are some really cool opportunities coming up. We want you to be a part of that. So you can always call us at 855-4K9PROS. That's 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, P-R-O-S. If you have a desire to help dogs and help people, and you want to change the world a little bit, you can help us to help more dogs. We want to save the world two lives at a time, the dog and the human. So just let's talk about that for a moment. If we have, let's say we have a little dog, and it's a great dog, but the problem is your dog is, let's say, misbehaving, or your dog is a bit aggressive, and you say, wow, my dog would be a great therapy dog. It'd be the best dog in the world. But the problem is that if you are, if you have a dog who's got issues, potentially those issues could keep that dog from actually being a good therapy dog or service dog, obviously. So what do you do when that happens? You call United Canine Professionals, www.unitedk9professionals.com. You can put in an application to join our team, or you can actually just ask for free help. We will help you. We love to help people. The whole issue with, the 800 number is so people can access us and can, ask for help and get that help. I have a lovely guy out in Long Island. He's very nice. He's got a dog, a shepherd mix, and he's having terrible problems with it. And he can't really, he's a young guy, he can't really afford to have me come out all the way out to the end of Long Island. But I can and did advise him to get a copy of my book, because what happens, if he can read my book and he can make sure that he understands the things in it, I can help him by phone. And we are happy to do that. Some people need us to come out. Some people don't. We're not looking for more business. We're looking to help dogs and to help people. And if people need help and we can't reach them, then they should get a copy of my book. It's called Shh Happens, S-H-H-H, Happens, Dog Behavior 101. And it will help you to help your dog. We will be right back in a moment. Stay tuned for more on For the Love of Dog.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf and Wyatt. It's so nice to be able to broadcast on a Friday afternoon when many of you are little beach goers just hiking on down to the shore, or if you live in Jersey, down the shore with NOLA to the. And we just love to go down the Jersey Shore. But remember, don't take your dog with you when it's 90 degrees or even if it's in the 80s and leave your dog out in the sun. We think that, oh, we'll just give him water. But remember, the dogs aren't going to be able to cool themselves like we can. Dogs do not perspire like ladies or sweat like guys. So when you take your dog out and it's a very warm day, and whether he's covered with a lot of fur or has a short coat, because some of the dogs, it'll actually insulate against the heat and cold as much as it keeps it in. So, you know, a lot of the dogs, they go out and they're running, they're playing Frisbee. Be really careful also about potentially having your dog, going around and, having things like, salt water. You know, a lot of dogs will go into the water and they drink salt water. And you know what happens. It actually acts as a diuretic, and the salt water will make them thirstier, and it will dehydrate them quicker. So make sure you bring your dog. One of the great things is, besides just water, if your dog will allow it, you can get some unflavored Pedialyte. Pedialyte is a great, great thing, because you go to the store, you can get the generic at the drugstore, and you can get a little bit of Pedialyte, which has vitamins and minerals and all the things that would help a dog with potentially becoming dehydrated, so it will prevent him from becoming dehydrated. And you can add that and put that into the little bottle of water that you're going to bring. Make sure you have some way of getting your dog out of the sun, because if you don't, you're really asking for problems with your dog. Don't say, oh, yeah, my dog loves to, do the diving. He loves to run into the water. Because if the dog goes and runs into the water and he's sucking in salt water, you can get him dehydrated very quickly. And, you're on the beach. Good luck going and finding your car and getting back to where you were to get your dog to a vet. So it's, again, very, very, very important. Don't do stupid stuff with your dog. If it's too hot for you to stay out in the sun without going in the water, then it's definitely too hot for your dog to be out in the sun, even if he does go into the water. So, some other things that are kind of related to the warm weather is, ticks, fleas and ticks. I've gotten a lot of questions recently from people asking about the new Seresta collar and about flea and tick prevention. Yes, it's something you should discuss with your vet. But you should really also go on the internet and look. There are some wonderful natural remedies, natural things you can purchase or even make yourself. I've used some of the natural forms. Now, I do have almost all Rudies and Ridgebacks out of my 40-some-odd dogs. I have a Beagle, and I have a couple of Hound mixes with a little longer coat. I have my little Lexi dog who has more of like labby kind of fur. So I can see a tick walking on one of my Ridgebacks because they have real short hair and it's very close. And the ticks really don't like it, nor do fleas. Doesn't mean they can't get it, but they're less likely. And I've literally had like, if they do ever get anything, it's on the inside of their legs or up under the body where it's not very, very, injurious. But you can't really miss it when you see it on a short-coated dog. However, if you have a fluffy dog, yeah, you might have to do something. We've been looking at some of the common flea and tick preventatives that have actually, the topicals that are put onto the back of the dog. We have seen some dogs that have had severe reactions that actually look like acid burns all up and down wherever this stuff was. So I'm not a big fan of that. It might be more the case when the dog has a thicker coat that the stuff doesn't really get in the skin quite as much. But, you're always better off to have a preventative to prevent the dog from getting an issue. However, that being said, if you have a small, short-coated dog that doesn't ever go outside, or it's, you know, and you're in the city, the chances are the dog isn't going to get fleas and ticks. So, you know, you want to look for risk benefits on that. Personally, I use a spray that is natural. There are several different very good companies that make wonderful natural remedies. They have nutmeg, and some have citronella in them. Some have marigold. They have, you know, all cloves and different kinds of things. So do your homework. And by the way, talking about homework, when you're going to go buy anything, and if anybody does go on like Amazon.com, which I buy tons of stuff on, a great thing to do to help Merlin's Kids, which is our nonprofit that provides free dogs, service dogs to special needs children and veterans and those in need. And we take almost all, probably over 80% of our dogs are shelter dogs or strays that we rescued, rehabilitated, and trained to become service dogs. What's kind of cool is 20 some odd or 30, I hate even to say how many years ago, but 1988, when I started doing this, nobody else was doing it, and people were thinking, oh, rescue dogs, you know, they're going to bite a kid, they're going to hurt somebody. Well, all those rescue dogs, and it makes me laugh when people say, oh, I want to get a puppy because I want something that nobody else messed up. And then they mess the dog up, and then the dog winds up in the shelter, and they think they're going to do a better job on dog number two or three. If you messed up one dog, call somebody from United Canine Professionals, please, 855-459-7767, 855-4K9PROS. We will help you and at least get my book, the latest book. It's a really great book. It talks about developmental phases and all. The problem is I still don't understand why people continue to think that they are dog behaviorists. You're not a dog behaviorist. There are so many people out there, and especially people who literally, I know of somebody who literally owns a company that does like printing and things like that. And, you know, he's a businessman, and he's very good at, I'm sure, at what he does. But, you know, hey, I'm going to be a dog trainer, or the guy who owns the bakery, and I'm going to go be a dog trainer. And you hire that person, and the person's 30 or 40 or 50, and you think, oh, gee, they must be doing it a long time because they're older. Ask for references. Ask for where people were trained. Ask them how many clients they've had. And if they say, oh, at least a couple hundred, that's nothing. And they're probably lying about it. I have done, and I can't even explain how many, 25, 26,000 dogs I've rehabilitated. And out of those dogs, you can ask me questions, and you can look at my recommendations and reviews, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews. You can tell I didn't just start doing this yesterday. But evaluate the person who is going to be working with you and with your dog, because if you don't, you know, you may wind up with problems. Now, we were talking about some of the supplements, and I started to talk about how you could help Merlin's Kids. If you go on to smile.amazon.com, smile, like smile, say cheese, smile.amazon.com, and especially if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can actually make a notation. If you enter the site on smile.amazon.com, you can make a notation for your favorite charity, and we would love for everyone to put Merlin's Kids, but if you already have a charity, that's great. Just set it up so somebody's going to be helped. You can put up Merlin's Kids, and Merlin's Kids will receive, I think it's 0.5%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when there are a lot of people, it really is a lot, and it does help us tremendously to be able to provide more great service dogs to those in need. We will be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we are talking about ways in which you can make sure your dog is staying safe and healthy and flea and tick free and not eating xylitol, which can be toxic to your dog or other people's dogs. So one of the general things that's a really, really great idea is to make sure you're really aware of the pills and things that are out there on your countertops. People don't think about it. You take your Tylenol or your Midol for your PMS ladies, and it's in your pocketbook or in your book bag or in your backpack, and you leave it out, and your little dog gets into it and chews through the top of the bottle and now eats it, and you're at work. You know, your dog can be dead when you get home. It's very, very important. If you have a dog, even if your dog doesn't go into things, why would you want to leave it around anyway? I mean, I've got, I'm at my studio, but when I have my dogs out there and they have barbecue chicken, rotisserie chicken, my dogs don't touch it. They are that good. And everybody always is amazed. They're like, oh my God, you got to put your chicken away. I'm like, nah, they're not going to touch it. But most people should not do that. Now, my dogs are different. But, you know, when I get a new dog in, like for a while, little Lexi, you know, she was hungry. She was abused and beaten, and oh, my God, this poor dog was, like, tortured. She's my little baby girl, though. She goes everywhere with me and Wyatt, and she really enjoys being around. But for a long time, I had to be very careful what was at ground level. And remember also, some of these dogs can jump on tables. So put your medications as if you had a toddler. Put them away way up in a closed cabinet that they can't open. Some of the bigger dogs, like Wispity Bunny Dog, the only thing she'll go after is her new vet vitamins, and it's pretty funny. Those are the best vitamins in the world, and I love them. But Wispity Bunny Dog loves those things, and she's opened cabinets. I now had to put two hook and eyes and a deadbolt on the one closet because I keep my new vet in there. And she used to just open the door, and she'd grab a couple of bottles of 90 of the Nuvet. And I order like 24 at a clip because I have a lot of dogs, and my dogs get the vitamins, and they look amazing and live a long time, and they don't shed, and they're just amazingly healthy. But, you know, when you have something, and the Nuvet, if they eat a bottle of it, I mean, yeah, you're out a bottle of vitamins, but it won't hurt them. But how about if you're the kind of person who keeps many packs of gum or mints, and, you know, you leave them on a little cabinet on the bottom, even though your dog may not have done it and never has gone into that, it doesn't mean he won't. And, you know, even electrical cords and things like that. So I always love when people say, well, he's never done that before. He's never bitten anyone before. He's never jumped on somebody like, well, it doesn't matter if he never did. It doesn't mean that because he hasn't, it doesn't mean he's not going to do it. I always joke with my clients, you know, or half joke and half serious. I say, it doesn't happen till it happens. And there was an old adage from the one of the investment companies, past performance is no guarantee of future results. And I love that because it means just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it's going to happen or not going to happen. It doesn't mean that because you've never been in a car accident that you're not going to be in a car accident. It doesn't mean that because your dog has never, you know, jumped on the counter and grabbed something, that he's not going to grab something. But that time that he does it, is it worth it to be careless? You wouldn't do it with a toddler. Remember, dogs are like toddlers, like little two-year-olds. If there's a way they can get into something or knock something down, even if it's the best dog in the world, how many times does a dog walk by something and its tail gets caught on something? Or if you have a pug or something, man, they can have Christmas light strings just dragging along with them. you know, because of the curly tail. So, you know, you definitely have to be very aware, very careful. Now, we talked about for a minute about the NuVet vitamins. One of the really interesting things that I find as a top canine behaviorist with a 200 people that have gone through our training and are really amazing themselves is that dogs that have issues with food, dogs who have issues sometimes with being overprotective or being possessive, very, very often those dogs have a nutritional issue underlying their problems. And as our wonderful future Dr. Jody Joseph, who's at Cornell Vet School, third year now, as Jody has learned through United Canine Professionals training and at vet school now, you know, it sometimes you can have a dog who's got an issue and, you know, the dog, it can actually be linked to what he's eating or not eating. Now, United Canine Professionals will help you. If you have a question about nutrition, we are experts on it. Are we veterinarians? Well, some of us actually are. Some of us are dentists or doctors or teachers. We have amazing people from all walks of life, business owners. But we do have a lot of medical and physical therapy and people in the medical field, nurses, et cetera. And we will give you information that is excellent and that is correct. We check everything out with a SCADs of veterinarians to make sure. But honestly, in vet school, you typically will get one day that you'll have one class on nutrition, and it's usually taught by the big four manufacturers of prescription diets. So whichever vet school you went, whichever prescription diet company happens to be teaching the classes on nutrition, which is kind of like, that's kind of like lawyers policing themselves, or that just doesn't make sense. But, you know, really what's going to happen is you're getting very little. And vet students and vets themselves will tell you they had very little training, if any, on nutrition or on behavior. That's why we focus on behavior and how sometimes nutrition can impact the dog's behavior. If a dog is starving, and let's say going back to xylitol and peanut butter and the NuVet vitamins, if a dog is hungry, it's going to be more likely to have issues with protecting food and guarding food. If a dog isn't hungry because he's got everything he needs, he's going to look at that leftover food in the bowl like, I don't want it. It's like going to a Chinese buffet. Are you really going to eat the entire buffet yourself? No, you got to leave some food left over. You're not going to fight somebody at the end when you're satiated and you've eaten everything you wanted. But when are you going to fight for it? When you're hungry and you'll just stuff yourself full of anything because you're starving. So that's where having a really top quality food is so important. Keeping things that have potential carcinogens or toxins or things that can cause fatal reactions like xylitol out of your dog's reach. Now, the NuVet vitamins, I cannot say enough good stuff about them. I've been using them for so many years, and my dogs literally look amazing. My Fallon is 12 and a half years old. She looks like she's probably 5, and nobody ever believes it. She has no loss of muscle mass. She jumps up and down my 6-foot wall with my youngsters, and it's great to see her with the energy. It's not the crazy energy they get from being on corn and zippiness. It's just having a good, healthy coat. They don't shed a lot. None of my dogs have cataracts. Even when I had my 15 and 15 and a half and 16-year-olds, they did not have cataracts. They looked amazing. The NuVet is great because it boosts their immune system, and it gives them all the vitamins and nutrients and minerals that they need so that they're not hungry. They're not craving stuff. And when a dog isn't craving something, chances are he's not going to be as food aggressive, and we can work on it behaviorally. He's not going to be trying to counter surf and steal stuff because he's not hungry. Think about that, because the only way to fix something is to make sure you deal with the physical first. After you deal with the physical, then you can deal with the rest of it. Stay tuned for more valuable information. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolfe. You know, it's funny how many people have said to me, "Hey, Janice, do you actually pre-record your intro?" And I say, "Well, no, why?" They said, "You do it exactly the same way every time." Well, I've done this hundreds and hundreds of times. I get used to it after a while. So just to prove that I don't pre-record them, For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolfe. That's for you, Pam. Anyway, so we're going to continue on. We're talking about some nutrition and how nutritional issues can sometimes cause or exacerbate some behavioral issues. I can't tell you how many times I get a phone call. "My dog is dog aggressive. My dog is people aggressive. My dog is toy aggressive. My dog is food aggressive." And they think that by using a shock collar or by rewarding it with cookies, somehow they're going to fix it. Well, if your dog thinks he's in charge and he's a leader, he may be dog aggressive. He may be people aggressive. He may think he's got to be the protector. He may think he's got to be the provider. But when a dog is resource guarding, as they say the fancy word for food or toy aggression, when a dog is protecting food or bones or toys or the remote control or something like that, or paper, or a muffin wrapper, or whatever it is, a lot of times, if not most of the times, it's tied to nutrition. If that dog is hungry, it's like a woman who's pregnant. How many of you, well, we all had a pregnant mother, otherwise we wouldn't be here, but how many of you are or have been around a pregnant woman who craved at 3 in the morning, "I need barbecue chicken, and I need a milkshake from Dairy Queen. You got to go get it for me." Or, "I'm craving, pickles," or "I'm craving Italian food," or "I'm craving pasta," or whatever. Well, if you're craving a food, and this is the basis of diets and not following diets, because as soon as we stop giving our bodies what it is used to having, kind of like quitting smoking or quitting drinking suddenly, we stop giving our bodies what our bodies needed or what our bodies crave. And now what happens? We eat broccoli, we eat spinach, we eat carrots, we eat a salad, we drink water. We're still hungry. We still need that chocolate bar. We just need it because we're women or because you're a guy. But really, women, you get what I'm saying, ladies. You know, that time of the month, chocolate is the best thing in the world, and nothing else will fulfill it. Well, when you're on a diet and your body is craving something, you'll eat every other food that you're supposed to eat. You're still going to wind up eating the chocolate bar. So why not let yourself cheat on that and take that chocolate bar that you need, and now you won't eat all the other stuff. You're going to have 2 or 3 times as many calories because you've eaten everything else, all the junk, before you got to that point. So, again, think about it. Think like a dog. If a dog is craving something like a pregnant woman would be craving, and you are keeping him from it, like you keep a woman with PMS from a Hershey bar, you better get out of the way because you're going to get bitten. You're going to get pushed over. She is going to get the Hershey bar. So you have to think like a dog. And if that dog wants that bone, that toy, that cookie, that bowl of food, that rawhide, that bully stick, whatever, and you don't give it to him, not that you're going to cave in on it, but if he doesn't have that nutrition that he's craving, he may become aggressive. He may start guarding it. Once he has no nutritional issues, that's when it doesn't mean anything to him anymore. Think about, you find an old cell phone on the ground, okay? Just find this old cell phone. You look at it, piece of junk, right? Well, if I went to take it from you, you go, here, take it. Because it doesn't mean anything to you. You don't want it. You don't need it. There's no motivator for it. But on the other hand, let's say instead of that, you decide that, uh-oh, I think that's my old phone. I think I have pictures of my late father in that phone. Wait a minute, and now somebody tries to take that phone from you. You'll fight for it. It's the same phone. But one way, you don't have a motivator. You don't care. The other way, you have a big motivator. You'll fight for what you believe is yours or what's important to you. And if you have a nutritional issue in a dog and the dog is hungry, he is going to be much more likely to fight you for it. Can you get a shock collar? Dear God, no. Can you get a shock collar and zap the dog when he does something wrong? Absolutely, you can do that if you're stupid and if you don't understand how those things work. But the point is, the dog is hungry. The dog wants the food. If you get through nutritionally with him and you give him the best food in the world, that he's got all his nutrition, even going to a veterinary nutritionist, which there are some, to find out what that dog is lacking, because sometimes that does happen. A lot of times that happens in my experience. I've done this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, probably a couple thousand already, with food aggression that stemmed from nutritional issues. So that's where those NuVet vitamins really come in, because this way, once you have the good food, you also have the vitamin supplement that's going to give the dog what he's craving, what he needs in an absorbable form that his body can take in, assimilate, and absorb. If you give a dog a rock that's got iron in it, and he needs iron because he's anemic, he's not going to absorb anything from a darn rock. You've got to break it down chemically so that he can absorb the littlest, tiniest little micronutrients so he's able to have that go into his system and relieve some of his hunger, relieve some of his lethargy. So you got to think like a dog. Now, the NuVet, it's called NuVet Plus Wafers for Dogs. They also make it for cats. I used to give it to my Midnight Kitty. My cat after Midnight Kitty, who's also a black cat named Midnight. And what I used to do is give this, and I still give this to all my dogs. I give them one pill for every 50 pounds of their body weight, and they love it. And instead of spending tons of money on stupid cookies that contain corn, wheat, and soy, or on buying really expensive corn, wheat, and soy free treats, you give your dog a vitamin. I break them up into like four pieces, just break them up, and I give them as a little treat, and they love it. And instead of spending money on cookies, I'm giving my dogs a great vitamin. You can order it. All of our Merlin's Kids dogs get it, and certainly all my show dog Ridgebacks and all my personal rescue dogs all get the NuVet. You can't just order it, though. It's kind of a crazy thing. They only sell it to vets, I think groomers, and rescues and breeders. I think that's all they do. So if you have a desire to do the best thing for your dog, you can actually order the NuVet vitamins on that NuVet, NuVet.com website, and you can use the order code 40560, which will actually get you a 15% discount for auto ship, so you can actually never run out of it. It's just a really great, great, great product. But, you know, if you have a dog that's got some nutritional issues, don't right away, you know, think you're going to put them to sleep. Don't right away think that you're going to correct them. And then, by all means, don't take a dog who's food aggressive and decide you're going to use food as a reward, because that's about the dumbest thing ever. If you have a dog with any kind of nutritional issues or behavioral issues, don't reward the exact behavior with what the dog wants. That's why we don't use food at United Canine Professionals. We don't use clickers, and we certainly would never condone shock collars, pinch collars, choker chains, squirting a dog in the face with citronella, really? Throwing beanbags with chains in them, really? How are you going to build a connection and a trust and a relationship with your dog when you're trying to scare them? Don't do that. Oh, boy, another tirade. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
For the Love a Dog with Janice Wolf. I want to send a special shout out to DJ in North Carolina, who is just a wonderful lady, and I know she and I actually met because she wanted to become a canine behaviorist, and she said, "I got to meet that lady. I like her. She's a tough cookie." And I guess you expect me to be a very big, scary person. I'm actually about a whopping 115, 116, depending on what I had for dinner. But I am definitely full of energy, and I've got a lot of knowledge, and I'm here to try to help more dogs and more people. Did you know there are 4 million dogs euthanized every single year in shelters and rescue groups, mostly shelters around the country? You think about that, 4 million dogs that are killed, 8 to 12 million cats. But, you know, I'm not a cat whisperer. I can work with a cat when it's with the dog. But, you know, you think about the number, that the volume, 4 million people. That's more people than die of cancer. That's crazy. But these dogs are dying most of the time because people don't know how to train them. People don't know what to do. And, you know, that's where people tend to wait too long to do something. If you have a puppy or you're getting a puppy, give us a call at United Canine Professionals. Give DJ a call. Give Jody a call. Give Ashley a call. You can give Luis a call in Mexico, or Gary and Rod and all the others in Bulgaria. And we have people even in the Netherlands. We have, England, Ireland, France, Vivian, Vozelle in France. You're wonderful. We've got to finish getting everybody all set up. We want every country covered. We have 38 states covered. And mostly there are a few that are not really populated too much, so we don't really have people there. But pretty much 38 states, the major states in the country, we have our representatives in. We're happy to help you. We have dog walks. We do all kinds of events. So, you know, if you have somebody, let's say you have a dog in an area, give us a call at 855-4K9PROS, 855-459-7767. We will help you. The switchboard is open 24 hours a day, but please be considerate and, you know, maybe not calling at 3 a.m. Jersey time in case our person on duty is sleeping maybe at 3 a.m. But for the most part, we are available and reachable. And, you know, get a copy of my book. It is a really great way to learn a lot about dogs, developmental phases, behavior, food and nutrition, and how to fix behaviors. Do that when you get the puppy or before you get the puppy. Everybody who gets a Rhodesian Ridgeback puppy from me, or everybody who gets a service dog from us, from merlinskids.org, every single person has to read my book. I used to have them reading my old book. Now my new one is so much better. I've included a lot more information. And, you know, unfortunately, people don't get help when, you know, they're starting out. They get help when it's already too late. So if you imagine, like I just had this week, I had a couple of people, and I was actually 3 people. These people called, and they had all contacted me 5, 6, 7, 8 months before. And all 3 of them had problems with the dogs. And the dogs were, well, you know, you could see they were kind of on the cusp of becoming something that was going to be a problem. And so, you know, what happens, of course, people call, they figure, oh, I'll go get a local obedience trainer. And like we talked about, you don't even know if a trainer is really a trainer. You don't know what kind of certification he may or may not have, how much experience. It's unfortunately there's no licensing unless you're licensed or if you're certified, like through UnitedCanineProfessionals.com, as certified in natural canine behavior rehabilitation. You know, if you don't have a certification, or if you don't have somebody who really knew what they were doing, training you to do so, you know, and have literally not a couple of dogs, not 50 dogs, not a couple of hundred dogs, but you should have somebody who's got thousands of dogs under their belt. And everybody will have a certain specialty. And if it's Schutzhund training, great. I don't do that. I will not be mean to a dog, fly it over my head, yell at it, scream at it, or anything like that. Can't do it. Don't mind those of you who do it with a German Shepherd, Roddy, or a tough breed. But when you guys, at least there's a training with it. But unfortunately, it's really buyer beware. You don't know what you don't know. So, you know, when you get somebody like these three people, two of the three had gotten a local obedience trainer, or one person said it was a behaviorist. Obedience trainer was a behaviorist, which right there, you can't do both. I'm not an obedience trainer. I'm a behaviorist. Our people are not obedience trainers. They're behaviorists. Even if you are an obedience trainer, obedience isn't going to fix a behavior. If it's something that can be fixed with cookies, then or a clicker, it is not a behavior. It was just a temporary thing with a dog. It's kind of like if you came home and found that your house had been ransacked and everything had been stolen, all your things were in disarray, all your beautiful pictures of your family who had passed, all the pictures were ripped and torn and destroyed and beyond repair. And then I tell you, oh, sit down, calm down, here's a cookie. Do you really feel better? I'd probably take that cookie and stuff it up your nose if you did that to me. I'm upset. My whole house was just burglarized. All my beautiful things that I love that remind me of people in my past that I love, all those things are gone, and all of them are destroyed. I don't want a darn cookie. Stick the cookie where the sun don't shine and don't want it, and don't tell me to sit down, and don't tell me to calm down. Well, that's the problem with a dog. You're telling the dog, you know, giving him cookies to sit when he's growling at somebody. You're teaching him to keep growling. Maybe he's sitting, but who cares? You're not going to change a dog's behavior by giving it cookies. You're not going to change a dog's behavior in his brain other than to harm your relationship by using a shock collar. The reason dogs do what dogs do is because they're dogs. Dogs do what dogs do because they're dogs, like men do what men do because they're men, and women do what women do because we're women. You're not going to turn a dog into a horse. You're not going to turn a man into a jackalope, maybe a jackass, I'm sorry, jackalope. But the thing is that you've got to understand, you've got to deal with the brain. Your people, people. You're making a dog sit who's aggressive. So this shepherd mix, poor guy out in Long Island, he's got this shepherd mix. He called me 6 or 7 months ago. He needed help. He found some local obedience trainer. The person had no clue of what to do. He said, oh, I have lots of experience. Basically, the dog is way worse. Now the dog is not only randomly aggressive with strangers, it's very predictably aggressive with his mother and his sister. That's horrible. First, do no harm. Don't start to do something. And, you know, it's one thing if you want to learn how to draw pictures. Go draw a picture. It's not going to hurt anyone if you're terrible and if you screw it up. But don't deal with horses or dogs or animals, because those animals are going to go out and do behaviors and have problems because of you. Don't think you know what you're doing because you have experience with 50 dogs or 100 dogs. That's nothing. And I mean that's nothing. There are agencies that have trained 10 service dogs. That's nothing. You don't even know what you're doing until you've done 100 of them. You don't know what you've done right, and you don't know what you've done wrong. You need years and years and years out to see and to make sure that those dogs that you were either obedience training or training to be a service dog or training to be whatever are good and are still going to be functional years out. But you can't tell, oh, yes, we had successful placement, or I've got great clients with this. I've done, 42 dogs. Wow, that's a lot. I have 42 dogs. That's not a lot of dogs. I do maybe behaviorally maybe between 1,200 and 1,500 dogs a year. every year. I'm so far over 25,000, it's not even funny. I hate to admit how old I am. I look great. I don't look my age, but you know what? I got a lot of experience. And if you haven't done a couple thousand dogs and rehabilitated a couple thousand dogs, or at least 500 dogs, don't even say that. And don't take money from people because you don't know what you don't know. The first time something happens that you don't know because you haven't seen it, now you're charging somebody by the hour and you're charging a lot of money and you don't know what to do. It's like hiring a five-year-old kid to build a house and he's never done it before. He's only built, you know, with Legos. Unless he's building a Lego house, I wouldn't hire that five-year-old kid. And darn it, we keep running out of time. I don't know what happens, but this hour blows by so quickly. I hope that everybody enjoyed the show today, and I really hope that everyone is very careful with all the thunderstorms, lightning storms out there, tornadoes. Make sure you bring your dogs and your pets inside, and you stay safe. Keep a lot of water on. Keep your dogs and cats in the house in air conditioning. Make sure they're hydrated. And we will see you next week. We'll join you also on Tuesday from Shelter Dog to Service Dog. For today, this is Janice Wolf signing off for the love of dogs.